This audio is a continuation of the Rivals to Something More audio on Patreon.
Hello, yes, excuse me. So sorry to interrupt your conversation. You all look like a lively bunch. How are you enjoying the drink? I handpicked the brand personally. They cost a fair bit of dosh. Delighted to hear it. I hope you all have a wonderful evening, but... I'm afraid I must rush to my point. You, good sir, in the red. Can you come with me for a moment? There is a situation that I'm afraid requires your attention. A guest here is requesting you personally in the lounge. He says that you were to meet him there? No, truly. I insist. He says that he knows you and is awaiting your presence. He referenced you by name and looked to a T. It's how I was able to locate you in the first place. Worry not, all the rest of you. I will not keep him for long. He shall return momentarily. Come along, best not to keep the poor fellow waiting. Do you know me? Oh, I'd imagine you've seen my face once or twice. But it's a masquerade, my good chap. The whole purpose is to guess who is who. This room, right here. I shall lock the door to ensure no one disturbs us. Alright, enough of that. Hey, Blossom. It's been a while, hasn't it? What are you doing here? You don't seem like the type to attend a masquerade for fun. How could I tell? There's nothing wrong with your disguise, Blossom. In fact, it's really good. But come on. Nobody in the crowd is as hot as you. I realized who you were the moment you stepped through the doors. Yes, you still look just as sexy as the last time I was on top. Okay, I'm getting sidetracked. Look what you do to me. But back to the point. What are you doing here? Need to know basis? You have a target here, don't you? Who is it? Me first. I'm here to make sure nothing bad happens to my employer, Valenzuela. He's a paranoid bloke, and he wanted some extra muscle watching from the shadows. In fact, this whole masquerade was his idea to draw out the people trying to kill him. And it looks like it worked. So I take it, you're here for Valenzuela's head. Okay. First of all, excellent quick draw there, you were only half a second slower than me. Second of all, let's both put our guns down. I'm not here to stop you. In fact, I'm here to warn you, and to ask for your help. Someone in the crowd is stalking you. It looks like another assassin. He might have figured out who you are. I've seen him watching you from a distance. He's wearing a blue suit and has a butterfly mask. I haven't confirmed yet, but it's possible that the handkerchief he's got on him is laced, and he may be carrying something in his sleeves. So if he offers the handkerchief to you, you better off him first. Why am I telling you this? Because if anyone is going to kill you, I want it to be me. Not some random asshole. And if some random asshole does kill you, I really don't want to have to go through all the trouble of going on a long rampage just to find him and make him pay. Lord knows being an assassin already gives me enough troubles to deal with. Darling, I still have fantasies of the last night we spent together, and I really badly want to create that sensation almost weekly. Circumstances lead us to be enemies. But I, for one, quite enjoyed the last time we held each other at knife point. It was nothing short of exhilarating. So, it's in my best interest to keep you alive for as long as I can. And if you're here to kill my employer for the evening, fine. I won't stop you. I'm still technically your biggest fanboy, Blossom. Well, it's also because I just recently discovered he has a hand in some pretty shady dealings around here. Turns out he's a runaway from the Oracle Crime Syndicate. I didn't know it signing up. The guy is highly paranoid, and as it turns out, his last security detail was disposed of shortly after their first shift. And the one before that, same thing. He hires new people for jobs like this,